Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Thursday, December 8th, 2016. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. It's another day. It's another up day. Dow, S&P, small caps, all at record highs. And guess what? Well, today the NASDAQ joined as well. The NASDAQ was up a little over 23 points and is now at 54.25. So everything's at new highs, right? At least as far as domestic stocks go. It's kind of funny, after the big move yesterday, I was reading Twitter, so you know it must be true. And folks were saying, hey, whenever we have a big day like that, look out below the next day, right? Well, that didn't happen. So, you know, I wonder if what we're seeing is folks who missed out in the rally start to dogpile on and try to participate. I heard a commentator this morning saying, now is the time to get in, because who knows how higher it will be later. You know, and also recommended dollar cost averaging, you know, for folks who didn't want to lump sum in. And that's what I would say if anybody wants to get in who's been on the sidelines, is just, you know, take it easy. You don't have to buy everything all at once. Obviously, we're due for a pullback, but who knows from what levels. And I'm still long. You know, I had a little bit of cash on the sideline that I've been accumulating. Haven't sold anything, just some cash that's accumulating. And I haven't put that to work either, so I will before the year end, though. I'm just not sure in what yet. I'm still looking at some stocks or ETF, or I don't know. We'll see. We shall see. So small caps continue to outperform. The Russell 2000 again up 1.6% today, using the small cap ETF IJR, up for 26.7% for the year. Pretty good. For the week, it's up 5.5%. Take that every week, right? That's pretty nice. Small caps. The Dow for the year now 14.9%, and the SPY 11.9%. And the NASDAQ 100 lagging behind at 6.7%. We'll see if that catches up or everything regresses down to the mean. We shall see. So getting credit for the rally, President-elect Donald J. Trump's pro-growth policies, at least perceived pro-growth policies. We'll know down the road, but he's promising lower taxes, lower regulations. Although think about some of his comments about bringing jobs back to the United States and penalizing companies that don't. So, you know, the U.S. has higher labor costs, and if he imposes some kind of tariff or tax, if you make things overseas and sell them back here, well, higher labor costs, right? Higher taxes. We'll see what really happens. As we go. You know, for the year, for all the bashing gold has taken lately, in the last 3 months, gold is down almost 13%. But for the year, gold is still up about 10%, right? Is that what I'm seeing? So maybe the bigger news today was from the European Central Bank, and they are they have a stimulus program going on, and they're promising to scale back on that program. So this kind of slices both ways. The negative side is that some of that stimulus money that's out there comes back and gets invested in the United States, pushing our equities up, right? So if that goes down, you know, maybe some of the buying pressure comes down. But on the other side is that, hey, if Europe doesn't need the stimulus anymore, maybe they're getting economically stronger. And since they're a big trading partner, maybe that's good for U.S. companies and company profits, and thus U.S. equity. So pick your favorite interpretation on what's going on with Europe. And we'll see what's going on here in the United States next week, because we have our Fed, right? They're probably going to raise rates because of a improving U.S. economy. So what does that all mean for stocks? Because companies making money is good, right? So we also got our weekly employment, and jobless claims dropped by 10,000 to 258,000 folks, matching forecasts. And we are now have a streak of claims below 300,000. And that's healthy, right? If people aren't losing their jobs, that's good. That's good. All right, so in other news today, John Glenn passed away. That's been on the TV the last, for a while now, talking about his, you know, videos, commentary, Mercury 7, was it? Anyway, it's kind of interesting. Interesting life, right? He did a lot of things, a lot of different things. So kind of a national hero, 95 years old. So our thoughts and prayers are with John and his family and friends. And America, he is a hero. And for those, I didn't really grow up in the 60s. I grew up later, but, you know, he was a big figure. Well, stick a fork in the Michigan vote recount. The court shut that down this morning. And I think Jill Stein was planning on taking that to the Michigan Supremes. But that's heavily weighted Republican. I think 5-2 Republican. So that one's probably done, right? And Wisconsin reported last night that they are over 70% done, and Hillary so far has picked up 82 votes. I think my numbers are right, 82 votes. And I've been following that Michigan or the Wisconsin recount from their official Wisconsin site on Twitter. So you know it must be true. I don't know what's going on elsewhere, Pennsylvania, Nevada. I think Nevada's done as well. I guess I'll have to check the fake news sites some more to see what's going on. Michael Moore's in the news today. He's calling for Inauguration Day protests. Hey, they were going to happen anyways, right? Maybe he's dogpiling on. I don't know. I think it's crazy. I really do. And you know it's going to be a crazy, crazy day, and we're all going to be watching Twitter and the news and Facebook feeds, live streams, Periscope on what's going on Inauguration Day, because it won't really all be about the inauguration. It'll be about the snowflakes, about the people who are upset that Trump is, well, he will be their president at that time. Just when you thought the Chinese gaming stocks were never going down again, Wynn Resorts, Las Vegas Sands, I mean, what, 10, 11, 12% down today? Why? I mean, they've had a great year, right? Well, the Monetary Authority of Macau, they're going to limit the ATM cash withdrawals amounts per day to 5,000 patacas from 10,000 patacas. And when you're playing slot machines, you always need more patacas. Anyways, that's, you know, they're concerned about money laundering and other kinds of things at the casinos. And it just makes you not trust Chinese, anything in China, right? Who knows what's really going on over there? But unfortunately, I do own Las Vegas Sands, and today was not a good day. I don't own a lot of it, so it's not that big of a day in light of everything else going on. But it's definitely a monster laggard when it not only underperforms, but gets smacked like that. I talked a little bit about Lululemon yesterday. They're up 15% today. Athletic apparel, better than expected earnings, and a new buyback plan. And I talked about Costco yesterday as well, and they're up about 2.5% today. Stronger earnings. It was down a little bit yesterday after earnings in the after hours. A big winner today was Tailored Brands. They're the parent company of Menswear Warehouse and Joseph A. Banks. They're up 40%. They beat earnings. Everybody's buying suits, right? Insys Therapeutics, down 12%. Get this, why? Here's why. The Justice Department arrested several former executives and employees on charges of defrauding health insurers. Man, you hate to see fraud when you own a company stock. I do not own that. But oh my gosh, whenever there's any kind of shenanigans going on, pretty ugly. Fitbit hitting all-time lows because a perception that consumers have a waning demand for fitness wearables. Hey, if you like them, you already got one, right? And if you don't have one, why would you want one? Or you have an iPhone that kind of tracks a lot of your steps, if that's all you're tracking. I mean, they look okay. I don't know. I have a Pebble Time, and Fitbit is actually buying Pebble, so, and I think all my Pebble support is going away, because Fitbit wanted their technology, and I don't know what they're going to do with it. But I don't really use my Pebble Time that much, other than telling time. And the band broke, so I had to get another one. All kinds of stuff. But anyways, yeah, we'll see what happens with Fitbit and wearables. We'll see. I don't know. Well, hey, happy Thursday. The week's winding down, right? And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. This is One Red Martian, Sly Dreamer. See ya.